Last week, I had talked to you, and we talked about the importance of revelation. That is, the importance of seeing something from the Lord that you hadn't seen, or understanding something from the Lord that had been hidden from you in the past. A revealing, we said. We said many times, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, but you didn't know it. And so when revelation happens, your eyes are opened and you see something that you didn't see. You are built up in a way that only God can do in terms of giving you insight into who He is and what His will for you is and what His way. Well, I'm not going to re-preach that sermon about revelation, but I wanted to start by saying I have some things that I want to talk with you about to encourage you today. And when I was looking over what I had prepared, I said, well, wait a minute. This isn't new. Nobody's going to say, wow, I never heard of that before. But by the Spirit of God, He could give you revelation. And I'm convinced that sometimes we get revelation over scriptures. I remember scriptures when I was a little kid, they gave them to us as memory verses. And we'd learn how to memorize them. And the teacher would ask you to stand up and recite that verse. You had no understanding of how rich and how powerful and how effective the Word of God was until He revealed it to you. And when He did, you said, oh, wait a minute. I've been saying that all along. But now it's real to me. I got to give some side stories because Steve and I always like to hear his military stories. But I don't have a military story. But I hope I won't confuse you with this, but I had a revelation for real. About a year ago, I had a situation where my system went bad, and I got sick, and I had to. They took me to the hospital for a couple of days. I was basically out of it. I didn't know. I could call it comatose, you know, just not aware, unconscious as far as I was concerned. I know I don't really remember that Monday that I lived through, you know. But when I did come to, the thing that came to me is, He is real. Now, listen, I've been knowing God is real all my life. I knew that when I put my faith in Him and came to Him and gave my life to Him and received His gift of salvation. I knew that. But I had a revelation at a deeper level that He is real. So when I should refer to him that way. But I want to distinguish between him and his son. He came to visit me in the hospital to pray for me. And he said, how do you feel, Jerry? And I said, I know that He's real. And he kind of laughed because we all know that He's real. But I it was impressed by the Spirit of God on me in a way and at a level that you can't take that away from me. I know that He's real. Now, I don't claim to have perfect faith. Well, I have enough faith to believe in Him. But what I'm saying is, you can't take that away from me. I know that God is real. Now, things may go. I may have all kinds of tribulations and problems and everything. But by the revelation of the Spirit of God, one thing you can know about Jerry Nance is that he knows that God is real. And so that sounds very simple. You say, well, Jerry, you tell us, you know, you had this revelation. Everybody in the room knows he's real. And that may be true. But sometimes God reveals himself to you in ways that you haven't experienced before. Some people have had experiences in which they had, for the first time in their life, a sense of God's great love for them. Now, they read in the scripture that God is love. He so loved the world that he gave his only son, and we know the scriptures and everything. But they never really had a revelation, an eye-opening experience in which the love of God is applied to you, and it's genuine, it's real, it's, no one can, I'm gonna coin a word here, no one can unconvince you of that. You know, you hold on to it because it's a revelation from God. Well, I want to talk a few things, a little bit about the experiencing more of the Holy Spirit. Now, most of you know about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. We read about it in the scriptures all the time. But I'd like to suggest that the Holy Spirit can make himself real in more areas of your life. That's what maturing is. That's what growing is. That's what moving towards sanctification is. The Spirit of God having more direct impact on how you live your life. You know, we have our life that we come and we worship God on Sunday. But we have six other days that there are days, you know? And I'm saying that the Spirit of God is appropriate certainly for Sunday, but he's also appropriate for all of the other days of the week, an application in your life, you know? Some people kind of feel like, well, Sunday is the Sabbath, it's a day that we devote to rest and thinking about things of God. I'd like to say that the Holy Spirit doesn't take off on the rest of the week. That the Holy Spirit wants to be doing work within us throughout the week. And I'm gonna just talk a little bit about living in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I want us to leave this teaching with an increased expectation that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, God himself, has application in our lives. That is, it's not just our religious thought or our church teaching. No, but it has application on how we think, how we conduct ourselves, how we design the things that are important, how we orient our whole life. Do you know that God has an interest in all of that? If you belong to him, if you've given your life to him, he has an interest in all of those things, not just whether you come to church on Sunday, and that's wonderful. Please continue to come to church on Sunday. Please worship him, certainly on the day that we call the Lord's Day. But do understand that it's when we dismiss from our gathering, it's not dismissing from the Spirit of God. That the Spirit of God, as a matter of fact, the scriptures let us know that the Spirit of God resides in us. Our bodies, the scripture says, is a temple of the Spirit of God. So what does that mean? It means that he's there. And what is the, I'm gonna sit down for just a bit because I'm old man and sitting down helps. What does it mean that the Spirit of God resides in you? It means that he is available to give you direction, to listen to what the scriptures say. The scriptures say, we have the mind of Christ. I'm gonna look that scripture up somewhere in this so we could read it out of the scriptures. Do you know what that means? If you read that over two or three times and meditate on that, we have the mind of Christ. Wow. Well, that's by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God, if when the Holy Spirit was sent to the earth when Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit, he said he will teach you and he will reveal Jesus to you. In other words, the Holy Spirit's role is to let you know who Jesus is so you can conform to his image, to let you exercise the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Now, if you meditate on that, I won't guarantee, yes, I will. If you meditate on that, that will change you. If you dwell on the fact that by the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Christ, that will cause you to think, oh, wait a minute. This is not appropriate. Christ isn't going this way. I belong to him. I'm going this way. If you have the mind of Christ, when you're at a question and you don't know which way to go, you say, Lord, help me to know what your will and purpose is in this situation so that I can follow you rather than the way of the enemy. So this thing of having the mind of Christ, I want to put that down as a little thing that I want to challenge you to meditate on this coming week. We have the mind of Christ. Many of us think, oh, not me. That's for people who studied and they know a lot and they've been doing this a long time. No, if you bowed your knee to Jesus Christ, if you've given your life to him, here's what the scriptures say. Jesus told people to repent and be baptized. And in Acts, people repented, they were baptized, and they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me deal with that just a minute. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It means that inside of them, now you may not say you could tell how it feels, but by faith, and here's what I want you to understand. The same faith that you use to bow your knee to Jesus and say, Lord, by faith, I'm submitting my life to you and receiving your salvation. That same faith ought to be the vehicle by which you know that the Holy Spirit resides in you. Right? If you understand that, I'm saying that will change your life. And I don't care if you've understood it this time and this time and this time. However far you are along the road of maturing and developing, understand this. The Holy Spirit, the presence of God in your life, following the mind of Christ, will continue to change your life. The scriptures exhort us to be perfect. So we got a long way to go. And you know, that's part of what God gives us to move in that direction. The mind of Christ. I want you to remember that. Part of this teaching also is to increase your reliance on the Holy Spirit for just making decisions. We make decisions every day about, man, what we're going to do, what we're going to do that day, where we're going to go, where we're going to spend our money, how we're going to be entertained. Loads and loads of things. We make decisions every day. Many times we excuse God from those. Say, look, the Lord doesn't have anything to do with whether I go to Snooks or Whole Foods. I just go to the one I like. Well, I'd like to say this. Many times, if you are in tune with the Spirit of God that resides in you, He will guide you in the direction. And so you say, oh, I didn't know why I was there, and I ran into this person, and I was able to share a word with them that was a blessing to them. Well, that means that the Lord had orchestrated you to be at that place at that time to minister to that person. You see, so I don't want you to leave here thinking, oh, you're going to hear a thing at 8 o'clock in the morning. Here's the word. Although you might now. I'm not dismissing that. But I'm not saying that. But if you are aware of the fact that I have the mind of Christ, what's the best way to live that out today? I hope that each day you'd find more and more reason to see how the Lord has an interest in all of the decisions that you make. And then there are benefits and blessings of the Holy Spirit. Remember I said that you repent and be baptized and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me talk about a gift. Now, if I ask you, what's a gift?